Scene. It's a busy night for sports in the Valley as both the Suns and Diamondbacks have home games in downtown Phoenix. But a match with more of an international flavor is taking place this evening at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. The U.S. hosts Mexico in soccer in the American team's final match before their World Cup training camp. Here to tell us more about what we should know about tonight's contest is John Arnold, editor at Goal USA. You can follow him on Twitter at Arnold, John. John, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
John, how big a rivalry is this, and will that be reflected in tonight's crowd?
It's certainly the biggest rivalry in the region. North America, Central America, and the Caribbean are all grouped together by FIFA, the governing body of soccer. So it's definitely the biggest match here, and it's one of the biggest matches on the international stages. Now, you know, there's not as much at stake in tonight's match because it is a friendly, an exhibition match. So there won't be as much, maybe, you know, intensity as there is in other matches, but it'll still definitely be an intense match, and certainly the fans will be out on for both sides on this game.
And briefly, give us an idea of the rules again, because there aren't going to be the real top stars playing tonight, right?
That's right. There's certain dates where clubs have to release their players to national teams, but this was not one of them. So essentially, the players will be from Major League Soccer, which is the league here in the United States, and Liga MX, which is the Mexican league, because those are the leagues that are essentially willing to let these teams have their players. The big superstars, some of them are here and play in Major League Soccer, so guys like Michael Bradley, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey for the United States will be there in Glendale tonight. But some of the European-based players who play for the, you know, in the English Premier League or in the Spain's La Liga, they won't be there tonight because they're still playing with their club teams.
Now, one person who's gotten some attention is Julian Green. What should we know about him?
Yeah, he's an 18-year-old player, and he's really kind of a mystery. He could have represented Germany or the United States because he's born in the U.S. and has a German mother. So he chose to represent the United States on the international level. He's only 18, but there's a chance that he could get onto that World Cup squad in Brazil, which would be a huge feat. I mean, it's a huge feat at any age, but to be an 18-year-old kid, you know, just a teenager, and making a push to do this would be huge. This will be the first time he's suited up to the United States. It would be the first time he enters the game if Jurgen Klinsmann, the manager, does decide to play him. So that's something that soccer fans in this country are very excited about, is to see him for the first time.
John, how closely are you watching what the outcome's going to be, what the score is, or how much is this just about seeing a good match and kind of getting guys ready for World Cup tryouts?
The individual performances are probably more important than the actual result. Now, with that said, because these are very competitive players and the rivalry does exist, they definitely want to win this match. But, you know, if the United States wins or if Mexico wins, it's not really an indication on either of those countries' chances to, you know, do well at the tournament in the summer, which is, you know, the showpiece event only happens every 4 years. So that's really what they're preparing for. A win tonight, you know, would be a big boost for either of these teams. But at the end of the day, honestly, they're not going to be too concerned with the result. It's really about what each individual is able to do and you know, how that looks as a squad playing together. You know, you got to build that cohesion. So that's another big thing. And so the result isn't as important, but, you know, they'll still be going for a win for sure.
John, last question, pretty quick answer. Is the Valley a good market for top-level soccer?
It's a great place. They wanted to have this game here in Phoenix specifically because of the mix of fans of Mexico, fans of the United States. I think it's a great market and definitely somewhere that places are trying to build on.
John Arnold is editor at Goal USA. He's on Twitter at Arnold, John. John, thanks for